Episode 584, Take Inventory.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet ladies. How is your week going? Today is Inspiration Tuesday, a day for you just to get moving again, to get going, to feeling good from the inside out so you look absolutely charming from the outside in. Yes, it is, and it's Take Inventory Day. And you're probably like, what in the world is Take Inventory? We focus more on what we don't have instead of recognizing and utilizing what we do have. Take inventory. For example, let's go shopping. We all love to go shopping. Well, most of us do. Maybe you don't love to go shopping all the time. I shop a little bit differently now. The older I get, also my children are getting older. I used to love to go window shopping, but now sometimes it's just a hassle. And my way of window shopping is more online. So pretend however you like to go shopping, let's go shopping together. When you are out looking and buying things, what is your focus? Overall, we focus on what we don't have. So when you start looking at what you don't have, that pair of jeans that, oh man, those pair of jeans, they're so cute. Okay, so I'm going to go try that on. Oh, that looks great. But I don't have the right shirt. Okay, so I've got to go find a shirt with it. And oh my goodness, I don't have the right shoes with this new cut of jeans and how they're torn here and there. I've got to go get a pair of new shoes. The next thing you know, you've added on even more accessories than what you really needed. The shirt, the shoes, a new purse, maybe even jewelry to accent the top. But if you were to turn the tables and actually look at what you do have because you've taken inventory, oh, wait, I've got these great pair of jeans in there. And these shoes are absolutely adorable. I just want to go find this blouse because I need something to freshen up the outfit. You go out and you look for one shirt. Number one, what? It helps you with your budget. It stretches your dollar. You're using what you already have been given. But what do? We don't do that. We like to go and get all these extra things when actually we don't need them. Take inventory. The temptations of what we don't have lead us astray. When you think about your next door neighbor or two or three, you know, neighbors away, maybe you live in a rural community and you don't have immediate next door neighbors. But maybe you're trying to, quote unquote, live like the Joneses. You fall into the comparison thing. That's been a saying around for years. You know, you want to have what the Joneses have because you don't have them. So if they have a boat, you want a boat. If they have a new motorcycle, you want a new motorcycle. If they've improved their backyard and they now have a grill and a pool, you now want a grill and a pool in your backyard. It's all this, I want what I don't have. Part of that is maybe the society that we live in. We're always growing, new technologies coming out. We tend to grow within our job and we make more money. And so then what? We end up spending more money. But instead, if we would back off just a little bit and take inventory, then we won't become blinded by what we don't have. You need to utilize the gifts, your strengths, your talents of what you do have. Take inventory of these. What makes you awesome? Have you ever answered that question? Maybe you've never been asked that question. What are you good at, Suzanne? What are you good at, Christy? What are you doing, Kim? And Tanya, how about you? What are you good at? What are those strengths that make you, you? Stop thinking about what you want to get better on with your weaknesses. It's important to strengthen our weaknesses. Yes, it is. There's a time and a place for that. But you can't lose sight of the gifts, the talents, the resources that God has already given you. Utilize them. For example, school. Yes, school supplies even. Something as materialistic as school supplies. Take inventory of what you have before you go out shopping for school supplies. I know we have moved around a ton, and now with two in university and then three in between middle and high school, it's a little bit different on how we do school supplies. But way back when we used to homeschool, it was very important that I would buy the school supplies for the entire year. Now, I still do that, but I do it a little bit differently because one year I stumbled upon this big box. And it was a book box. And I was like, what in the world is in here? And it just said homeschool on it. I never opened it. I think we moved it twice. I finally opened it after moving here up north. And it was full of nothing but loose leaf paper. I thought, oh my goodness, I could take care of a whole school for a whole school year. I had so much because I'd already purchased a couple years prior. So I had reams and reams of loose leaf paper. And as much as my children love to write and they like to doodle, et cetera, we didn't go through that much loose leaf paper. So when the next school year came around, I was like, I have plenty. Let's just make sure I have enough wide and college rule appropriate for the kids' ages. And then I'll just buy what I need. In actuality, I haven't bought paper in over 2 years. Go figure. I had that much paper. And I would even give it away. I would send extra. I was always good at shopping the sales. You know, when you could buy them, when you used to be able to buy the loose leaf paper for like 10, 15 cents, you know, for a full ream of it. Yeah, that was awesome. Now, it's not quite that inexpensive. But take inventory. Even if something like school supplies, what about your kitchen supplies? Maybe you want a brand new pan. You want a new skillet because now you're eating more eggs and fat. And so you want to change things up a little bit. And your other skillet has kind of been really beaten up. Well, instead of looking at a whole set, look at the one skillet you need. Does everything really have to match? No, but that's what the marketers try to teach us and try to convince us that, oh, your kitchen is just not good if you don't have all of this. You need this whole new set. When in actuality, all you need is that one pan. What about your business? You're wanting to blog. You want to have more training in social media. So you go ahead and you buy all these different programs. How many have you actually finished? Have you gone through all the programs that you've actually purchased? All that training? What about that new software for your WordPress website? Have you used the designs that you purchased, those plugins? Or did you get them because they were on sale or they were just new and in vogue? Again, take inventory. Your clothing. We just talked about going shopping. As much as I love shopping, do we really need to buy a new pair of jeans every single year? Okay, maybe we do if we're continuing to put on weight or we're continuing to lose weight. That's a different story. But when you're maintaining your weight, do we really need 20 pairs of jeans? I don't think so. And if we do, do we need to keep all those jeans or do we need to donate the good ones so other people have the opportunity to have clothing where maybe you can afford more than they can? And so give some away. And our home decor, oh my goodness, this is on my mind right now because I've been in my linen closets right before I went on vacation, both of them. We have two linen closets, one upstairs, one downstairs. And they never make linen closets big enough. Maybe it's because we are a bigger family. And so bigger is always better for us as in storage because there's lots of us to store. And as the kids have gotten older, we've also bought bigger beds. They're not all on twin beds anymore. I think we have three queens now for the children. Why? Because it's easy that way. And also, it duplicates when we have guests come. We kick the kids out of their bedrooms and we let the guests sleep in their rooms. And so we can sleep couples in our rooms very nicely and accommodate them. That's all great. But what happens when you go from a twin size bed to a queen size bed and they decide they want to change their decor or we get new sheets? Do you know how much space that takes up? And yes, I know there's Space Savers bags out there. I've invested in those, but there's still never enough room in my linen closet. Take inventory. What can you get rid of? Get rid of before you replace. That is the biggest thing ever I can offer you is that if you're looking at adding something in, instead of having clutter, donate three for what you bring in for one. And then you'll live a less complicated life. You'll be able to enjoy what you really do have. And it goes for the same as like automobiles, relationships. Take inventory. Okay, so this is maybe a little bit of a thinker here, but think about your marriage. How much do you think about how blessed you are of the attributes that your husband brings to the table and in your relationship? Or do you focus more on, oh my gosh, would he just put the toilet lid down? If he would only put his shoes and socks away, why do I have to pick those up all the time? What are you focusing on? What you do have or what you don't have. Don't let the temptations of what you don't have lead you astray from the gifts and the blessings that God has given you. Take inventory today. Apply it to your daily life. When you begin to do that, guess what? You'll be inspired. You'll be motivated to do more. Why? Because you'll be like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had this. This is so awesome. Because you bought it on sale like 3 years ago. And now you're like, I have the perfect place for it. So as fall comes now, we're ending summer and fall is beginning to blossom. And I can't believe that we're almost into past Labor Day here. We're getting close to September. And we're going to be getting into the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. Think about what you do have. Take inventory of that. Take inventory of your personal strengths. What you have on the inside. What can you share with others? How can you serve them by the talents that you've been given? Don't focus so much on the negativity. You are extremely talented. You are blessed beyond measures. So take up your bountiful blessings and utilize what you do have. Take inventory today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Let's make it a great week. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.